Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Teresa. And we're talking with the people who are growing, raising, harvesting, and producing food here in our bountiful coastal region.
And also to those who are selling, cooking, serving, and eating the freshest food available in our communities.
Join us today in a conversation about what's in season right now here on the North Coast.
Today we are talking with the wonderful and amazing Marco Davis about his business, Marco's Custom Body Works, and I'm just going to read off his card, Healings and Blessings Through Space, Touch, Dance, Laughter, and Food. Welcome, Marco. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
So we usually start off our show having our guests tell us a little bit about how they got to Astoria or why they came back to Astoria, and you're locally...
Born and raised, as I understand. Yeah,
that is correct. I was born here in 1969 and graduated in 87 from Astoria High School. And I think that my love of... My grandma taught me how to cook when I was growing up. And after high school, I went to Europe. Mm-hmm. The day after I graduated, I worked at McDonald's for 2 years.
Whoa, there's
so
an experience.
I could get a ticket out of town because I knew that I could change my life and my perspective if I went abroad. And I really fell in love with food while I was there, traveling around by myself, alone sometimes, and then my aunt was with me. She was studying in Italy, and she's a foodie, and so we just ate our way across Italy and France, and we tried to go to Spain, but got gassed in a night train on way to Barcelona, so we ended up in Paris and ate, you know.
It's quite an adventure
to be having
at 18, 17, 18, wow.
And so how long were you traveling?
I was gone for 2.5 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you came back?
And then I came back because I had a scholarship to Clatsop College, and I started school there, and then I decided that I just needed to not be in school, and I moved up to Portland and got a job at Benjamin's at the PacWest, and I learned how to line cook there, and had a lot of fun. And then when I moved back to Astoria is when I started working at the Colombian Cafe, and... Those first few years were so frightening.
Frightening why?
Well, I had diarrhea probably every day of work because I never wanted to make a mistake because Uriah is a very passionate person. I mean, he's passion in both ways and he likes things done his way. And so I never wanted to make a mistake. And so,
performance anxiety.
But I really learned to cook through working with him as his evening waiter, especially just being in there, and he'd get talking with people, and so I'd help him finish his dishes, and then I ended up moving to New York in 94, and I worked there from 94 to 96, and I managed a restaurant on the Upper West Side, and then I was hired to help open up a coffee shop catering business on Park Avenue and 31st. Wow. And so I did that and then ended up moving back to Oregon. New York wasn't for me. It was a lot of fun. It was a big city, but I just really kept hearing the ocean calling my name and needing to come back. So I came back and then on that return, Uriah gave me a chance to start cooking. He actually created a job for me on Thursday nights. I would set up the barbecue outside and barbecue fish all evening.
Wow.
So we had three smokers out there. So he taught me how to make amazing seafood and stuff. And I'd wear my platform shoes and listen to my club music outside. It was ridiculous.
So great.
Oh, so you've really worked all sides of the food industry.
Yeah.
And it's kind of amazing.
It is.
And you're also a dancer, right?
I am. At when I was 31 in 2000 and... I guess in 2000, 2001, I moved to Eugene to go back to school. And so I got my MFA in dance there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've just recently become certified as a massage therapist.
Yes, a licensed massage therapist.
I know, and I can certainly speak to the quality of that experience as I've been fortunate enough to have one of those. And it was amazing.
Thank you.
It was amazing. Your cooking is amazing. Your body work is amazing. So you're really kind of rounding all of this out with... And what strikes me about it is that it's all about caring for different parts it of is. Yourself and also for people as well.
It's how I was raised. My parents are so caring and loving, and this community is amazing. Mm-hmm. It just growing up here has, I don't know, it really fills me up with so much joy. And I love being able to share that and taking everything that I've cultivated within myself and being willing to give it to people. Right, and, right. You know, we live in a world where we have to charge for certain things. Right. And so I have to charge money, you know, but in mm-hmm. reality, I would just love to be able to give everything away. Yeah. It's just, it's important. And I think that we forget how to do self-care, and mm-hmm. most self-care happens through food anymore. Mm-hmm. And my mission is to help people find easy ways to eat without having to go through a drive-through and shovel while you're driving, which is fun. I love it. Dairy Made Drive-In has my number. I have been eating, and we all have our guilty pleasures, but mm-hmm. I think it's important to have those moments of grounding yourself and being a little more mindful. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting noticing the amount of people that I know in my life that are facing diabetes uh-huh. and health issues and right. stuff. Yeah. And so it's really kind of made me be a little more aware of what I put in my body.
Sure.
And how I can, as I'm sitting here holding a coconut water. But
it could be worse.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
But I really think that if we just take a little bit of time and care for ourselves, mm-hmm. that we're worth that a little mm-hmm. bit of effort to feel better about ourselves. And we're not all alike. We all have right. our individual ways that we have to take care of ourselves. And so it's being willing to investigate that.
Yeah.
And break our patterns.
Yeah. Right. So have you seen a big change in maybe sort of food around here from when you were growing up? Do you think there's more access or?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. So much more. And I mean, everything's not brown anymore.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way of looking at it, but yeah.
It's true. And yeah. I noticed this in 2007, I moved to New York, to live with my brother and his partner, Kevin, for a while. And while I was there, I kind of did a lot of cooking for them at home. And then I was hired by, and this was amazing, I was hired by a gentleman that was a widower. And he lived in the Rockefeller apartment buildings across the street from the Museum of Modern Art on 52nd and 5th Avenue. And he didn't know how to care for himself or to cook for himself. And his housekeeper was out having surgery or something, so he hired me to come in. And he was always used to just eating brown food. And I like to make food beautiful, mm-hmm. not even just to eat, but I like it to be a presentation of art when I put it down.
Sure.
And so he'd have me come in and make like 3 days worth of food uh-huh. every week. And he told me one time I went in, he's like, I never thought that I would really like the food that you were making, but it is so beautiful inside and out. It just makes me feel better every day. And it really, I just started thinking more about that.
Yeah.
That I think that if it's pleasing to look at, it'll feel even better on the inside. And I notice, and we have so many good restaurants in this town and so many people that are excited about food.
Yes.
And I remember, we always have like those moments where everybody has their territorial wars or
sure.
whatever, you know, oh, well, I don't go there. I don't go there. Or I only like to eat here mm-hmm. on Tuesdays. Or,
yeah.
And I think that it's just so exciting to do everything. I mean, it's nice to mm-hmm. just support one another. And
it is.
You know, and it does get like, I especially being broke these days with just like starting a new business and stuff.
Yeah.
It's interesting to not be able to go to all the places that I like to go. But I used to make a point of stopping in at a lot of different places
yeah.
and yeah. even just to say hello. You
sure.
know,
I'm sure people are understanding.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the business that you're getting up and going. I mean, you're doing maybe a little personal cooking.
I am. So my ultimate goal is that I would like to have kind of a bed and breakfast rejuvenation place. Cameron,
oh, wonderful.
Cameron Wagner and I have this dream, and we're trying to make it happen with our mm-hmm. friend Becky Tonkin, who's moving up here from Eugene actually in October to start living here with us to try to make it come. But mm-hmm. we have this dream of a piece of property called the Hummingbird, where people can come and have meals with us and have it be a spa and have a community bathhouse where there'd be sauna and saltwater soaking pools and stuff. But since the money's not there, we're just going to start doing things, you know.
Doing different parts of it.
I'm sitting here going, well, I live in this amazing town and there are all these different great places that are here. Why not have one location but multiple locations? Mm-hmm. So we're just going to start doing things. And I'm making myself available if people want to hire me to mm-hmm. come and cook them a meal.
Yeah,
I would come to their homes and cook them meals, you know, mm-hmm. breakfast or dinner, and just kind of let mm-hmm. it go and see what happens. And
that's pretty exciting. Yeah. And I know you do weddings on occasion, too.
I do weddings. I marry people. Uh-huh. And then I've catered a few weddings.
Yeah. Well, hold on to this thought. We're going to take a little station break right now. You are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM, and streaming live at coastradio.org. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Marco Davis.
So what do you like about cooking in this region? What are some of the ingredients that you like to work with? I mean, you talk about using fresh, colorful, beautiful stuff. What are you cooking right now? What are you making? What do you like?
I like the seasons that we get around here. Like the fall is so, when we get those mushrooms coming in from the forest, and it's just, oh my God.
Yeah.
And the fresh seafood is really, really great to work with. Mm-hmm. And I just am really on the path with root vegetables right mm-hmm. now, and salads. I'm really into salads mm-hmm. and lightly steamed vegetables. Cameron has this noodle maker that you mm-hmm. Use for like zucchini. Ooh, and such.
I've seen that. Oh, where they make the spiros.
Oh, they are amazing.
Explain this to me. So you make noodles out of zucchini?
Yes. Yeah. And then they don't
they look just like noodles.
They look just like noodles. Yeah. And I started messing with people, and I brought it down to the cafe and was using it for specials
uh-huh.
and poaching fish on red cabbage, and then maybe putting the beet pesto that everybody loves on top of that with edible flowers that I usually get from you, Teresa.
Which is always so fun to supply.
And then making the noodles and just tossing them lightly in toasted raw pumpkin seeds and a little bit of lemon, barely heating them, because then if they heat too long, they just fall apart. But people are just amazed by it.
That sounds so good.
It's fun. It's fun.
And tell me about this beet pesto. You say are you cooking the beets?
I parboiled the beets. You want the recipe for
this? Well, just
a lot of people have been asking
about
this one.
Sure.
So it's
if you're willing to share.
I never keep secrets. Well, I do keep secrets. There are a lot of things I know. People used to say that I just like talk about everything, and I don't talk about everything.
We'll get that clear right now.
Okay.
But the beet pesto, I parboil the beets.
Uh-huh.
And then it's best if you can let them cool before you use them. But I'll put them in the Cuisinart with some raw garlic and fresh ginger.
Ooh.
And then pecans, pecorino romano cheese, olive oil, a little salt, and pepper.
Whoa.
And then just blend it up. And it is the most beautiful color.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Oh. I'm so making that. That sounds really tasty.
It's really good.
And you put it on
anything. The first time I did it was
Valentine's.
It's so good with the spoon. And the first time I made it was for Valentine's Day 2 years ago. Pretty. And we handmade ravioli that I stuffed with bacon, garlic, onion, zucchini squash, and blue cheese.
Wow.
And then made the beet pesto sauce on top.
That sounds amazing. It truly
was,
amazing.
It was pretty good.
Oh, God, I'm so
I really
hungry
loved
now.
Seeing it on top of
that must have been beautiful.
Salmon. It was very beautiful.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier something that you're doing, you're going to start doing with the hospital, or like it's an event you're going to be doing with the
hospital?
Well,
yes, we had a meeting today, and...
And this is Columbia Memorial?
It is. Kurt Rummel and Zeddy had contacted me and asked if I would be interested in doing this like celebrity chef cooking evening where people will be able to... sign up and come in and have a 4-course meal, but learn how to cook it as well.
Nice.
And just partake, and hopefully we'll be pairing. It's going to be with local farmers and stuff. And
nice.
We're just waiting for approval for it, so
yeah.
I can't really say
yeah.
when it's going to happen or anything, but stay tuned because we will be letting people know about it, and we'll have it'll be for about 50 people.
And will it be likely on the weekends or evenings?
Do you it'll have- be it's usually in during the week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So probably a weeknight.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it sounds like, I mean, it's interesting to see, you know, hospitals getting involved with fresh cooking and healthy food as well.
Kurt
it seems
is
like
really
a huge interest
inspired.
In this
now. And he and I grew up together, like from kindergarten.
Whoa.
And so it was just really awesome when he contacted me and asked if I would be interested in doing this. And so I think it'll be really exciting and just a great way for people to maybe start exploring alternative ways of cooking at home. I really try to keep things simple and just not over... Well, I like to decorate things, but I don't like to have 50 bazillion steps for food. I like to just kind of be able to come into the kitchen and put it together and eat within a half an hour.
Well, so let's just talk through what maybe 4 courses would look like. For this.
Well, I could tell you, I just recently did a dinner party for 4 people for a birthday.
Uh-huh.
And for the appetizer, I took radishes that my best friend Sari grew in her garden and sauteed them up with garlic and rosemary from the yard and asparagus from the Sunday market.
Oh, nice.
And then chilled it and served it with shaved pecorino romano cheese on top for the appetizer. It was just and then I
beautiful.
Yeah, and then from my garden I harvested the arugula and had fresh mozzarella and I roasted red beets, and then I parboiled some golden beets and chilled those, and so I had it with the roasted beets and then grated golden beet on top with the fresh
very
mozzarella
pretty.
And then that really amazing 20-year aged balsamic vinegar that the co-op has. It's thick and sweet. It's that little bit of that with some olive oil and cracked black pepper on top.
Nice.
And then for the entree, I made habanero corn salsa that went on top of avocado, that went on top of a bunch of sautéed vegetables and shiitake mushrooms. It was a vegetarian meal, so it was just a lot of veggies. And then I did the zucchini noodles with that.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so gluten-free, gluten-free, gluten-free. And then for dessert, I made gluten-free chocolate chip cookies and put cookie dough ice cream, crunched up score bars, more cookie dough ice cream, covered the whole and this part was a pain in the butt because I don't have an electric beater mixer at home, so I
hand whipped
18 egg whites to stiff peaks so I could make a meringue, and then I did like a baked Alaska for them for dessert, and none of them had ever had one before. So
baked Alaska is kind of amazing.
It's really amazing.
Whoa.
Sounds like a pretty spectacular finish.
it was a and I had them over because this was just for some friends. So uh-huh. I just had them over to my house, and mm-hmm. I had closed off the front room so they couldn't see it when they first came over. And so when I brought them in, I had this table set up and candles and flowers mm-hmm. everywhere. And so it was just,
oh, beautiful.
It was very dreamy.
Yeah. That seems so much of it, like you've said, is the presentation.
It is all about
and
the
setting
presentation.
The tone. And it doesn't have to be super elaborate, but that mm-mm. just puts you in the mood for what you're eating yeah. as well, and makes it special.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I buy myself flowers every yeah. week, either at the market. I love going at the bottom of 7th Street by the head shed and getting
oh,
the
yeah.
dahlias there for
I
$3
know.
Bucks.
Yeah, they're great.
On my way back
I
from
know.
The beach. Yeah. But it's important to do things like that.
Yes.
$3 brings a big smile for many days.
Yes, I know. It really does. It's amazing. So what else are you up to? What are you liking about the food scene right now?
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, I'm in love with Omri right now and his food cart.
Oh,
isn't
falafel.
He doing
yeah.
a great job?
Oh, I know. We had him on a few weeks ago, and yeah. I'm still thinking about falafel, yeah. yeah.
And he does such an amazing job with yeah. just making everything from scratch.
I know.
And in that, you know.
I keep telling him that I would really love and to be able to come and to just spend a day with him working in there, but I literally just... I don't have time for
yeah.
that. I'm busy doing my things, so yeah. I fantasize about that.
Well, and so you've been doing some parties at your yeah. place, right? That are kind of invitation only, and
yes,
right?
Yes, and just trying out different ways of cooking. I'm just exploring with a lot of mm-hmm. things. I'm personally not doing gluten anymore, so I'm playing around with a lot of different gluten-free things, and mm-hmm. Especially being Italian, I love pastas and I love bread.
Yeah, so what are you finding out on this?
Well, you know, I love Pamela's all-purpose gluten-free flour.
Okay, that's
they sell
good
it
to
in
know.
Bulk at the co-op, uh-huh. and my first thing I tried was a recipe for buttermilk biscuits for my friend Summer's birthday party. Mm-hmm. She wanted strawberry shortcake. Uh-huh. And so I made these biscuits and they were great. Usually you get gluten-free and it's crumbly yep. or you get the yep. hiccups because it's so dry.
Or it's super sweet.
Yes.
You know, like mm-hmm. the substitute, anything you take out of with more sugar. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's an awful lot of effort being made for gluten-free around that whole thing because so many people are following that path now. So
yeah. Well, and I started doing it because the year of commuting was really bad on my body, and mm-hmm. I had a lot of pain in both of my legs and in my low back, and so I just thought that I would try going gluten-free to see if it would take the inflammation away, and unfortunately it did.
Yep.
And so I'm just sticking to it.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever
for
works.
For people who love yeah. bread and pasta, it's a tough one, though,
it is
isn't
a tough
it?
One, yeah. but... But the zucchini noodles mm-hmm. are a great substitute. You don't even notice it. Rice noodles are I mean, there are so many different things out there right now that you can experiment with.
Okay, so what yeah. about pizza?
You know, okay, I know. Pizza
that's hard.
Is difficult.
That's been the hardest one
it's
for me.
It's been the hardest one for me, and I have to admit.
Are you gluten-free too, Kristen?
I am. God, exact same reasons.
Yes. Ugh.
Joints just feel so much better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you tried the gluten-free pizza from Fultano's yet?
No. No, is it really good?
Well, if you ask them to do it crispy,
oh, okay.
it's good. And then I get it without the red sauce, because red sauce gives me heartburn. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
What kind of Italian are you?
I know. And raw garlic gets me too, like I can't really do Caesar salads
oh,
anymore,
man.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
you learn. It's just like my hair thinning. You just learn to deal with it.
It's just one well, sort of fascinating. Things. It makes me think about the challenge in some ways when you take away gluten, you take away bread and pasta. I mean, that's something that so many of us rely on as kind of a go-to thing. And it was funny. It flashed on me when I was an art student years ago. I remember I used to rely a lot on the color black when I was drawing. I was working a lot with, you know, for shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my art teacher at one point, instructor, took away my black. Oil pastel at that point. I was working in a lot of oil pastels, and she took it away and would not let me have it and said, you have to explore other colors.
Oh, I
you can't
so
just
imagine.
Use black. And I feel like what you guys are talking about in
it's
a sense,
same.
It's the same kind
it
of
is
thing
same
where
thing.
You take that away and it's like, okay, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What else can you make? And it forces you to get creative about other ingredients.
It does. And, you know, that's really what I've been doing. I go by the market on Thursdays mm-hmm. or I go to the co-op and mm-hmm. I just go through and I'll try getting, I mean, I have mm-hmm. my standard standard vegetables that I always like to work with, but I've been really trying to incorporate other things and see what other things mm-hmm. taste like. And
yeah,
it does kind of open up your world in a whole different way, even if you've been really a broad eater. You know, you just have to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it feels, what's interesting to me is we're so fortunate right now that there's such a bounty of fresh food that's being produced here on the North Coast. I mean, certainly just in the decade that I've been here, there's way more going on here from the food that we're producing here. I mean, I think maybe back if you'd lived here in the 20s and 30s, you know, a long time ago, there was a lot of food being
right.
produced. But certainly, probably in your
there's
childhood.
There's so much more farming
not, yeah,
now.
I mean,
the only farming I really remember from childhood were forests.
Yeah.
And we don't see the logs being hauled up the river anymore.
Yeah. You know?
But there are so many amazing working farms around here.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's awesome to get to go and buy food from people that you know.
Yeah.
And
it is kind of fascinating.
So I think probably people are going to want to know how to reach you for your various things that you offer.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are many ways. I guess, you know, there's one thing I have time to mention
sure.
one thing quickly? I have this new... Oh, awesome. I have this this persona. Well, part of my art, as many of you know, is Daylight Comes.
This, oh, great. I'm glad you're mentioning this.
This character that I'm building. And she's pretty awesome. And
and what's she look like?
Well, she changes a little bit. She usually wears a dark wig, and uh-huh. but she's been blonde lately because of the tan.
Yeah.
And likes short skirts, uh-huh. high heels.
Yeah.
And... so on, I just have my website that went online yesterday, www.daylightcomes.com.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes. daylightcomes.com.
Yeah.
And on the website, I'm going to start doing, well, Daylight is going to do cooking episodes.
Oh,
giving
that's
cooking
great.
Lessons in drag.
Oh,
it's just,
God.
I just,
fun.
It's
very
one
fun.
Way to expand my art. Mm-hmm. And this town has been so just from being beat up all through high school and stuff, and then being able to get to celebrate this other part of my life. I think it's just so awesome. And I'm touched on a daily basis from the love
yeah.
and support. So
and now you also have a drag show coming up.
I do,
don't
August
you?
9th.
Yeah, and that's at the Columbian Theater.
At the Columbian Theater. Doors open at 9:30, shows at 10.
And I have seen Marco's drag show before, and it is awesome and worth the price of admission. It's fabulous. And
and is that
the thought of you doing that cooking in drag is
oh,
pretty amazing.
I know. And you can actually hire me for dinner parties or Daylight Comes. It's just going to be more money if Daylight Comes does it, because I have to get a massage afterwards. But and then I have we're gonna have a float in the regatta parade this year.
Oh,
Drag Illusion.
Oh, that's so great.
Float,
that's
so.
Awesome. Wait, so you never actually told people how to get a hold of you
so
other than that? Okay, so
yeah,
there's that.
daylightcons.com, and then my phone number is 541-654-2412, or you can email me at marco gerard davis@gmail.com.
And you have cards at different...
I have cards. There's some mm-hmm. cards in the co-op. I have mm-hmm. I massage out of Salon Vervet, so there are business cards in there mm-hmm. as well.
So people can find
wow.
you everywhere.
People can find me.
And
yes.
it is worth finding, Marco. I mean,
we'll so
say
sweet.
That. I know.
Thank you so much for coming
Thanks.
Today,
this
Marco.
Has been so
we're
much
just
fun.
Delighted to have had you.
And I'm
it's
hungry now too.
Yes.
I want to make a lot of things. And thank you so much for to our engineer, Mark Albrecht, and to Luke and Katie for our theme song. And thank you for joining us on Food Talk.
And the show will be available as a podcast at coastradio.org.